For years, climate policy has, in no small way, defined Australian elections. And the release today of Labor's pledge to reduce emissions by 43% by 2030 is likely to ensure this coming campaign will be no different. It's less than climate scientists say is needed and slightly lower than the 45% Labor took to the last election, but significantly more than the government's 26 to 28% target. The Prime Minister's already gone on the attack, claiming Labor's learned nothing since losing the last election, but opposition leader Anthony Albanese insists this plan is built on policies that get the balance right, claiming it'll see power bills fall by almost $300 within 3 years of a Labor government. Political reporter James Glenday has the details.
Today, I announce Labor's plan to create jobs, cut power bills, boost renewables, and reduce emissions.
This has been a policy that Labor's agonised about behind closed doors for years, fearful of yet another scare campaign about taxes and the cost of living. But opposition leader Anthony Albanese is convinced that public opinion on climate action has now shifted and the cost of not acting is too great.
I expect the government to lie about this policy as a pattern of behaviour with this Prime Minister. This is a government that's frozen in time while the world warms around it.
Labor's policy aims to cut emissions by 43% of 2005 levels by 2030. It's more than the Coalition's long-held goal of 26 to 28% and more than the government's own forecasts, which suggest the nation is on track to reduce its emissions by 35%.
This plan will ensure that no business and no worker is left behind. It ensures that Australia can take our place as a renewable energy superpower for the world.
A so-called safeguard mechanism brought in under former Liberal Prime Minister Tony Abbott would do a lot of the heavy lifting. It gives the biggest polluters in Australia an emissions threshold. If they go above the threshold, then they've got to offset their emissions or buy credits. If they go below, then they can sell their credits. Labor's plan lowers the threshold over time. Combined with a renovation of the electricity grid for renewables and the building of a lot more batteries, it all aims to see Australia eventually get to net zero.
It's very constructive. I think there's a strong desire in the business community to ensure that Australia has a credible position in this space.
That's Andrew McKellar from the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He says few in the business community are interested in a continuation of the climate wars.
The major parties are much closer on these issues than they were 3 years ago. So I think the risk that this should become a divisive issue in the community and as part of the political process, we hope, is starting to abate.
And that's a very optimistic view. The parties do, of course, agree that Australia should be able to reduce emissions to net zero by 2050. But the debate about how swiftly we get there is hotly contested. Labor claims its plan will cost less than $700 million over the next 4 years and will create jobs and cut power prices. The government already claims the opposite is true. And even before Labor had actually released its policy, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, was attacking it.
This is the starting bid from Labor. It's not the final outcome. And if they have to get into that auction with the Greens to form government, then it won't be 43, that will be the opening bid.
Now, Labor frontbenchers say that's rubbish and that their target is firm. But it is true that Greens leader Adam Band wants a more ambitious goal.
These targets see Australia heat by over 3 degrees during our kids' lifetime, which is game over for our country.
The progressive think tank, the Australia Institute, was more complimentary than that, but says Labor's position can't be the end of the debate.
The opposition's policy does break the deadlock. We need competition between the opposition and the government to lift ambition.
And that's just not going to happen in the near future. It's worth noting this policy was released on a Friday afternoon after Parliament had risen for the last time. Usually, it's the sort of moment where bad news is buried. Outspoken backbencher Joel Fitzgibbon, who has been critical of Labor's approach to climate policy for several years now, thinks that the party is getting it right.
Well, I have been an outspoken critic. I think it's so emblematic that I've been prepared to back this policy. I think it's a good policy.
Joel, do you think that there's going to be a big scare campaign now?
Oh, there will no doubt be a scare campaign from the Coalition.
And that already has sort of begun. Outspoken National Senator Matt Canavan opposes his government's own climate policy, and this one from Labor even more, arguing that reducing emissions simply should not be a priority at the moment.
Priority for our country should be coming as strong as we can, as quick as we can, in case China invades Taiwan. Instead, we're trying to cool the planet from Canberra which won't work, but will make us a lot weaker.
Today, the opposition party room was given a briefing by Labor's National Secretary, Paul Erickson, and the message was reportedly pretty simple. He believes that Scott Morrison is wounded, and more people across the country are doubting his leadership. Labor MPs were told that now is the time to start stepping forward and making the case for how Anthony Albanese would be different. It all suggests there's going to be plenty of campaigning to come over the summer.
Political reporter James Glenday.